Hello, everyone. I'm Joel from Reddit Readers. Today, I'm joined by Marley from ScaryStories.com. Go check her out. And we will be reading I Am the Only Survivor After the Deaths of My Friends by you / FluffyBoyV2.
I'm going to start off by reading. I shouldn't do this. I really shouldn't, but I have to. I'm sorry. After David's death, then came Mike's, and finally, George also died. When my parents were about to tell me about George's parents because they saw the accident while walking on the road, they found me standing in the room with George's blood on my hand, and George himself was dead on the floor. I did get interrogated, and there were many investigations, but all of them led to the conclusion that George killed himself. I didn't tell them anything about the ritual that we did and stuff because it's now your turn. After the red text was shown on the screen, the site changed, and I was introduced with a set of rules.
Rule 1. A person could know one of these two things only, either your identity or what ritual you took part in, except the participants in the ritual. Rule 2. Escaping this town will result in your death. Don't try to do it. Rule 3. Throwing away your phone won't do anything. You can't run. Rule 4. Follow my orders or you will die, along with your family and friends. There will be no afterlife for those who disobey me. Rule 5. If you get through day 3, I'll let you live till the end of this life, and your family will go with you into the afterlife after your death under a certain condition. Rule 6. If you died and obeyed my rule, your family will go into the afterlife with you. Then the ritual will move on to the next person. Rule 7. If someone knows why you're doing something that I asked for, you will immediately die a painful death.
I was wondering to myself what on earth was happening when my parents went into George's room and saw me standing there at the window near George's dead body. Back to reality, I stayed silent throughout the whole interrogation, but I was released and then I was forced to stay in my room. I still have my phone. It was already nighttime. The whole interrogation went on way longer than expected.
I still have my phone with me, although it's pretty much useless because it is stuck on the website. Fortunately, I have a secondary phone, which I bought with my savings. It was working fine. I could hear my parents coming up to my room, so I quickly jumped on my bed and pretended to sleep. They opened the door and stood there for a while. I had my back turned at them, but when I heard the footsteps become further and further, I turned back. There was no one in my room except at the corner. There was a figure. The room was too dark, so I couldn't see anything. A sound emitted from the phone that was stuck on the website.
Until it is 12 midnight, you must break your left arm. The red text appeared on my phone. I looked up, but the figure was already gone. It was already 10 p.m., and I only have 2 hours before it is midnight. But I don't even know if this is real or not. According to Rule 2, leaving the town will result in my death, which was what happened to Mike. His family drove him to the hospital, which was outside of town, and it didn't end well. One thing I could say is that if my parents leave town without me, nothing would happen. It is back up by what happened to George.
Living through 3 days, David died right after 3. Mike died after 1, and George died after 2. This means the chances of living after 2 is really low. And on day 1, whatever this thing is, asked me to break my left arm. I wanted to not believe in it, but I could tell that if I don't, I will regret it.
What the heck? What the heck? I didn't know what to do. It is not easy to break an arm. I was being held back by my fear. I wandered around the room for about 1 hour. Time was not on my side. That's when I noticed the window. It was unlocked. I looked at it for a while and knew this was my only chance. I walked over to it and I opened it up. I placed my left arm under the sliding door of the window and whoosh.
I pulled the door down extremely fast, causing it to make a whooshing sound. When it hits my arms, there was no sound. There was a burning sensation. I held the urge to scream back. I slid the door back up and slammed it again. I did a few more times. Finally, crack. My bone cracked. I couldn't even feel my left arm anymore. I used my right hand to carry the broken arm. It was so painful that I passed out on my bed.
I woke up. I could hear footsteps coming up to my room. I ran over to the door and locked it, but I couldn't move my arm. I didn't remember that I broke it the previous night. I quickly used my right hand and unlocked the door. The handle turned as soon as I just locked it.
Knock, knock. Are you up yet? I'm up. I just want to stay alone. Is that okay? You should worry more about your health. I know you're down, but don't torment yourself like that. I know. I just need some time alone. Please leave me alone.
The footsteps slowly fade away, and it completely disappeared. A sound emitted from the broken phone. My vision of the surrounding became dark, but I could make out a figure. It was the same figure last night, but now I could see its arm, and it was way closer. I ran over to the phone, and it was on the red text, "Before midnight, make sure that your arms and legs wouldn't be able to move." I looked up from my phone, and the figure was gone. My vision became normal again, but I was being overwhelmed with fear. How am I supposed to break all of my arms and legs? I already broke my left arm, so I need to break all the other three.
Knock. Hey, son. We'll be going out of town for a while to attend George's funeral. Do you want to come with us? I can't. I can't go there. I'll stay here. I don't want to go there. I can't. We'll be back by tomorrow morning. Is there something we could get you? No, I'll be fine. Last time, the ritual started at 10 p.m., so a day would mean 10 p.m., but now, according to the text, every time it's midnight, a new day started, no matter the time that this started.
A few hours went by, and I could hear my parents driving the car away. And during those hours, I figured out a way to break all of my arms and legs. I opened the door and walked over to the stairs. My legs and arms were trembling, but time is limited. I kept on walking to the steps and was just about to jump, but I just couldn't bring myself to do it. I screamed. I cried. I missed back when everything was still normal. Finally, I built up the courage to just do it. I jumped down the stairs, rolling the whole way down. My arms and legs started to crack each time it hit the wall. When I got to the bottom, I could feel blood coming out of my head due to how many times I banged my head against the wall.
I wasn't able to scream or speak. My mouth can't even move. I was slowly dying. I lied on the bottom stairs, closing my eyes as time goes by. I woke up. It was already at night, 9 p.m. or so. I tried moving my arms and legs, but I couldn't move any of them. I did it. I finished today's order. But I still have one more to do, and no one passed that yet. David died after day 3. If he survived, who knows what could have happened. The house was dark because there weren't any lights on. After all, I passed out when it was around afternoon. I tried to move up the stairs using my head and moving my body. It took a while to get up to one step. Each time I placed my head on the floor, a trail of blood was left behind. When I got over to the top, I went to my room, which I left open, and used my mouth to drag the blanket over me. I left my phones on the bed so I couldn't reach them.
But then again, a sound emitted from one of the phones. This time, the figure was standing up on the bed, looking down at me. I could see its hands and legs, nothing else. There was now a voice coming from the phone. By midnight, bang your head 10 times as hard as possible. The figure disappeared, and that's when I realized it wasn't 9 p.m. It was actually close to midnight when I woke up, meaning this message is played. A new day has started. I couldn't move anymore, so I tried to keep my best to sleep. I woke up to the sound of my parents' car coming up the driveway. I knew I couldn't hesitate, so I started to turn my back around and lifted my head up.
Thump, one, thump, two, thump, three. When I got to the third head slam, the sound of the front door opening came to my ears. "We're home. We got you some food." I banged my head more and more, and it was my 6th time. I could hear a panicking voice. "What are you doing?" It was coming from the direction of the stairs. I could tell my parents heard the banging sound. My head was spinning around. My eyes were getting blurry. I didn't have any strength left, but I still kept going.
Thump, seven. thump, eight, thump, nine. At that point, there was a figure standing at the doorway, and it was about to rush in. I used all of the strength I had in me and lifted my head up about one or two more times. I'm sorry, it was my parents standing at the doorway. They were still as a rock because they weren't shocked. No, don't. Bang. I was in an endless void. There was nothing. I was just falling down. Was I dead? A figure started to look down at me. It has my face, my arms and legs, like it is trying to steal my identity.
I'll let you live. Congrats on living through all 3 days. You are the first thing to do so. I smiled. But if you want to live a peaceful life, there's a certain condition. It is, I woke up. I was surrounded by machines. My mom and my dad were on both sides of the bed. Then my mom woke me up and said she called the doctor. After a few weeks, I managed to recover. My arms and legs were still weak. I asked my parents to bring me my phone, but when they came back, they brought the phone that I didn't tell them I bought.
We couldn't find your other phone, but we did find this on your bed. When they asked me about the reason I hurt myself, I just stayed quiet. As of now, I'm writing this while I'm in the hospital. I finally survived. But before I end this story of mine, I shouldn't have done this. I really shouldn't, but I had to. I'm sorry.
You, the reader, is now cursed. I'm sorry. I really am. As I'm falling down the endless void, the figure looked down at me.
It is. If you manage to let others know about my existence and about the ritual, I'll let you live. But the person who knew those must not know who you are. I'll be walking on Earth around the person that is being cursed while taking the form of your dead friends. They won't notice me, but if they do, I'll be coming back to you and take over your form, killing you and everyone in your family. I'll let you break rule 7 for this one.
The more people that get cursed, the longer it will take to return back to me. If you can survive through three days, it will come back. If you can survive through 3 days, it can come back to me. One thing, everyone has different rules, so the rules you see here won't help you. The end.
That is all for today's story on Reddit readers.
I don't know whether I should believe if I was cursed.
Obviously not. You're not really cursed. It is just a Reddit story.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can conclude this episode.
So that was a very fun story. It was a very interesting story. We didn't want to pick a too long of a story because it is very late. But what were your thoughts on this?
I thought it was a very good story. I think I like the plot, you know, like, you kind of are like, wait, what does that mean? And then you're like, oh, that's what that means. So, yeah.
It's very good. Anyway, guys, overall, we thought this was a great story. You should definitely read it. The source, it was Reddit, and the credits were in the beginning. They will also be in the description. But, yeah, bye, guys.